And now, from the Ceiling Fan News Network, a special Ceiling Fan announcement.
Hey guys, it's me, Kevin McCreary. So I wanted to come on and tell everybody that I'm still alive, don't worry. In fact, if you want to see me, I'm doing a little video series right now because I'm in Argentina, and I'm doing a video series on YouTube called Kevin's Super Awesome Argentina Adventures. If you want to check that out, go check it out. If you don't want to check it out anyway and then decide. That's right, don't judge a book by its cover. No, I know. I don't want to spread any rumors that I'm writing a book. I'm not writing a book. I don't even know how to read. All right, guys, so it's been a long time since I've been on this feed actually talking directly to you guys, and I wanted to get on and do that because my life has been so hectic and crazy that I haven't got a chance to get around to getting together the contest entries and getting those up for you guys. But we do have them, and we are putting them together, and I just want everyone to know that we are still around, and we have brand new Ceiling Fan episodes in the works. We're extremely excited about Adventures in Odyssey coming out with the new Passages series, and man, we're excited about that, and Ethan's excited, and everybody's excited, and we're also working hard to come out with new Ceiling Fan episodes because we got some pretty fun stuff. We've got The Day in the Life of Phil Jenkins, which, if you remember The Day in the Life of Ethan Daniels, it's similar to that, but instead of following Ethan around, we're following Phil around for the day. That's going to be exciting. Mark is writing that. We got some other exciting stuff. We've got the contest entries. We're just putting that together, putting those episodes together. It's hard because we're working on these from across the world. So don't worry, we've got all that coming out. We're just a little behind. So if you guys can forgive us, then we'll give you great content. Okay. Having said that, let me get to something else. We have been reviewed. That's right, a podcast called Edgy Podcast Reviews has reviewed The Ceiling Fan and given us an excellent review, and they have given us permission to play their review right here on our feed. But we do encourage you to go check out Edgy Podcast Reviews because they're excellent. They're great. They give great, honest reviews of people's podcasts. So if you're looking to find a good podcast to listen to subscribe to, go listen there. And they review hundreds of podcasts, 3 every 2 weeks. I made them an intro for their show, and they loved it so much that they use it all the time now. And that's exciting, because I've never met them before in my life, but they're really great people. So go check them out, Edgy Podcast Reviews. And right now, this is a segment of their show where they reviewed The Ceiling Fan. Hope you like it. Here it is.
Edgy Podcast Reviews.
Edgy Podcast Reviews.
They review your podcast with an edge. And now, here's Edgy Podcast Reviews.
Yep. The podcast that makes a mean mayonnaise taco, The Ceiling Fan.
This is The Ceiling Fan.
They're the only ones giving homework.
Odyssey. Now we're bringing you The Ceiling Fan, hosted by Ethan and Phil. It's in the category of comedy.
Merry Christmas!
Take that, werewolf. What? It's the message from Rob M4RL33. Who are you? Nah, I don't feel like reading all of this. Let me turn on text-to-speech.
Phil Jenkins, tonight you will be visited by 3 spirits. Be prepared, because what they show you may shock you. It may very well give you some Christmas spirit.
What? That's just silly. Oh well, back to the quest. Hey!
The Ceiling Fan is a fan-based podcast, not like a whirling fan, but like a fan of something, an aficionado, of a show called Adventures in Odyssey. Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, okay, yeah. I asked Jana ahead of time to go ahead and explain this because she had to explain it to me because I was not familiar with this series. I've heard of it, which she's about to discuss, but go,
yes,
Jana.
And it's important for you to understand the Ceiling Fan. You have to kind of have a general idea, at least, of what Adventures in Odyssey is. It is a Christian-themed radio drama for children, and it's produced by Focus on the Family, and it's been going on for 22 years, I think. So basically, you have voice actors that play different characters, and all of them live in this little fictitious town called Odyssey. I don't think they've really aged either. I mean, they're all kind of still the same age from when I was listening. So, moving on. What we have is a fellow by the name of Kevin McCreary, who is in and of himself an Adventures in Odyssey fan. And there are lots of podcasts apparently out there about Adventures in Odyssey. So Kevin wanted to do something a little different. So instead of hosting the show as himself, he created another character, and that is your Ethan Daniels character, as well as Phil and a few others. Kevin voices Ethan, and Ethan, the character Ethan, is the host of this show. Does that make sense, Daniel?
Yeah, and actually, Kevin, I believe, was an intern.
Yes, with Focus on the Family.
Focus on the, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's where he got this idea. So, each episode kind of goes like this. You get a cool little remix of the music from the Adventures in Odyssey show, which is neat, done very well. And then you have a character named Tom Artichoke, who's done by another voice actor. He's going to give you the Odyssey fan update, which is basically fictitious news about Odyssey, because obviously, none of this really exists. So he's just telling you what's supposedly going on in the town. And then you have a conversation with Ethan, and frequently he's talking about, you know, how he's the biggest fan ever of Adventures in Odyssey and how he loves one of the voice actors who does some of the female characters.
The actual voice actor.
Right. It's kind of hard. He actually is talking about the actual people. Even though he himself is a character, he's talking about the people who make up the show.
Gotcha. Okay. Very intricate. Very.
Once you get the idea, it's not complicated.
Yeah, yeah. And also for the, those of you who may not know, the Ceiling Fan is part of the talent that does our intro.
Yes, from Tadpole Radio and KMAP Studios.
So going into this, I really had kind of mixed concerns about be objective and not have it to where this, you know, because they do such a slamming intro for us for it not to affect, you know, my review of the podcast. But I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't have to worry about that so much because excellent sound production.
It's stellar. I mean, it sounds
top
professional.
Notch.
Yes. It sounds professional.
Voices, things going on in the background, music.
It is amazing.
It's a pleasure to listen to. It's convincing, playful stories, good character driven, just very clever, even though I was not really aware of Adventures in Odyssey.
You know, I can't say anything against that at all. I mean, it sounds extremely professional, professionally done. Nothing bad to say about that at all. And, you know, actually the time is kind of short. It's only 15 minutes. I don't know exactly how long the average episode of Adventures in Odyssey is. I'm guessing around the 30 minute mark. So it might be nice for people listening to the show to get maybe 30 minutes of this show if they're enjoying it.
But they leave you wanting
true
more.
And which I would much rather it be on that side than others. So I cannot dog the time in any way, shape, or form. Very creative. The only thing I can say is that, you know, it took me a long time to explain what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you out there who didn't already know what Adventures in Odyssey was, if you had started listening to this show, I think you would have been lost. And I don't know how you would remedy that other than maybe putting in a small segment at the beginning
of
every episode, right, explaining what it is.
To be honest, I was going to give this a 5. I was going to give this a 5. And then I know listeners going, God, Daniel, you never give a 5. You never do. I'm like, it's the missing link. The bridge that's missing from understanding Adventures in Odyssey to the Ceiling Fan. If that bridge was there, I wanted to give it a 5, but I got it a 4.5.
I would encourage everybody who does, particularly who does podcasts, whether this sounds like an interesting show to you or not, go and listen. I mean, it's impressive. It is just impressive, the sound quality.
So what'd you give it?
You know, I kind of feel bad, but I gave it a 4 just because on that fact alone, I felt like that could be a little more explained. But that's the sole reason.
no time to blink, but there's just one thing that gets me through the week. On Saturday morning, most kids pick cartoons. I'm learning lessons up in my room. No matter where I go, you can bet you'll see me using my ears to go to Odyssey. Said no matter what I do, you can bet you'll see.
All right, well, man, we are honored. We want to thank Edgy Podcast Reviews for giving us such a kind review, and we want to thank them for reviewing so many shows, and I've definitely subscribed to shows that I've heard about on their show. So subscribe to them, listen to them. They're an excellent show. That's Edgy Podcast Reviews. Go there, listen to the full episode, and listen to all their episodes because they're all excellent. Well, that's it. We'll see you guys next time on The Ceiling Fan. Oh.